Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and I'm here. It's Monday. How is everyone? Having a, I like to say, groovy Monday. Let's see what's going on today with the show. Last Friday, my throat went out a little bit. Hopefully, it'll maintain itself today, and I won't lose my throat. Today, we're going to talk to dead people, but so I need you to call in. Dead people being your ancestors or famous people. So that's kind of the theme of the show today. Part of the theme is let's get some messages from those who are in the non-physical world. Your family members, your ancestors, the great grandmother, the great grandfather, the great whatever, or maybe if you want to get a message from somebody who is well known and famous, and maybe you want to get a message from Albert Einstein or John Lennon or, you know, President Eisenhower, President Kennedy, pick one. We'll just see if we can get a message from any of those people. You know, I have to be aware of them. Well, maybe I don't have to be aware of them. Maybe that's even better. So let's try that. But I need you to call in, and we'll do that. I'm going to talk about the law of attraction and different aspects of the law of attraction. I'm going to go a little political today because I've said I would keep this show kind of wide open in a lot of different topics. Hopefully I won't offend anyone. I shouldn't. I hope not. But I'm going to try to tie that little political thing into the law of attraction and introduce a little humor, because I always like to use a little bit of humor. Maybe it's a little bit of mocking humor, but it's still humor. So let me give you the quote for the day from the Abraham material, which is kind of the touchstone for this show. Or if you use the touchstone, I don't know if that's the right word. It's the setup for the show. Okay. So we'll use this quote. It's from a workshop in Los Angeles, North Los Angeles, California, on Tuesday, March 7th, year 2000. Well, North Los Angeles is Universal City, and I guess it's the Hilton Hotel across the street. I think that's where it's at. Pretty sure. I've been there a couple times. I went to a couple workshops there. The Abraham material, and they were both there, so I'm assuming it's there. Okay, enough of that trivia, right? We don't care where you went, right? Okay, the universe does not know if the vibration you are offering is because of what you are imagining or because of what you are observing. That's kind of an interesting thing. What you're seeing in your life and what you're imagining is, the universe responds equally to that. That's what they're saying. That's pretty good. So our imagination is really important, isn't it? Using our imagination. Okay. In either case, it is responding. Emotion is your guidance or your response to your vibration. I like that. Emotion is your guidance or your response to your vibration. Your emotion does not create. Now, what do they mean? Emotion is your indicator of what you're already creating as you think you vibrate. And it is your vibrational offering that equals your point of attraction. So what you are thinking and what is coming to back to you is always a vibrational match. The emotion, your guidance system, is telling you what's coming. So be careful with your emotions. I mean, whatever your emotions telling you, if you're thinking about something, and yeah, your emotions are responding to that. Whatever you're thinking about, it's what you're now. If it's negative, it's a negative emotion. Yeah, it's not too good. You're not getting what you want, obviously, right? So I have some articles today about the law of attraction and people who put it out there and get it back. That's kind of a cool thing, and about your emotions and how you put it out there. Again, the theme today is the main part of our show, whatever you call this, is talking to dead people, your ancestors or famous people. So if there's any famous people that you want to talk to, see if we can get a message. You never know. They may come through, they may not. But generally ancestors, and you don't know which one comes through. I don't know. And sometimes it's the one you want. And I'm pretty successful at this, I have to admit. you know, people will say, yeah, that sounds like my brother who died last week, or, I mean, a month ago or 2 months ago, or that sounds like somebody I know, yeah, way back when. So that's what we'll do. That's what I wanted. So the other stuff is just kind of help you to manifest and give you some articles, give you some hope about manifesting. Okay, I'll give you my story. Well, let me do the political thing first, and then let me tie it into the law of attraction in a kind of a backward, sneaky kind of way. Okay, let me find the article. If I can find it, it's about the budget in the United States. 8 ways Trump got rolled in his first budget negotiation. And they kind of mock him a little bit. This is from the Washington Post. And they're kind of being a little critical. They kind of made fun of him as the great negotiator. He's bragging about the great negotiator. So there's 8 points that – now, I'm going to tie this into the law of attraction and what he could have done to get what he wanted, right? He could have done it differently. There are explicit restrictions to block the border wall. Not only did they not give him money for the wall, but also they put up restrictions about spending money that he can't just go out and spend. Okay, the statement is, but the final agreement goes further, putting strict restrictions on how Trump can use new money for border security, invest in new technology, and repair existing fences. So that has nothing to do with the wall. He gets money, but it's all about what's going on now to protect. So he got slammed a little bit on that wall thing. That was like his big deal. So instead of talking about it so much, he started need to visualize that wall. He needed to see it, have a little vision board with his wall up, and little diagrams and vision boards, and hold on to the vision and imagine that wall being up. And he get enough people to imagine the wall. Hey, the law of attraction, he'll get the money. So he's got to learn to use that law of attraction, more manifesting skills. Being negative about it, being negative about other people, doesn't necessarily do it. Non-defense budget spending will go up, despite the Trump team's insistence he wouldn't let that happen. The president called for $18 billion in cuts. Instead, he's going to sign a budget with lots of sweeteners that will grow the size of government. So there was like $4.6 billion that goes to benefits for the 22,000 retired Appalachian coal miners. He's from Kentucky. That's Mitch McConnell, right? Nancy Pelosi made sure that $295 million was included to shore up Medicaid in Puerto Rico. Chuck Schumer got $61 million to reimburse local law enforcement agencies for when he travels to his residences in Florida and New York. And another $2 billion went in disaster relief for states, which bought. So you got some money going where Trump didn't want the money to go. Let me just skip through. I don't want to go through all these, right? This is my favorite because this is like I'm a big climate change person, right? You know that by now that I'm into the climate change. Trump fought to cut the Environmental Protection Agency by a third. The final deal trims its budget by 1% with no staff cuts. As part of the compromise, the EPA gets $80 million less than last year, but the budget is $8 billion. So a little tightening of the budget a little bit. But, you know, $80 million out of $8 billion is not a whole chunk. That's what, 10%, 1%? After all, we're going to cut it and we're just going to decimate the EPA and, you know, Environmental Protection Agency. Nope. Sorry. Ain't going to happen. He didn't defund Planned Parenthood. Despite the best efforts of social conservatives, the group will continue to receive funding at current levels. The president only got half of what he asked in the military spending. Well, we won't get into that one, right? And the Democrats forced the Republicans to withdraw 160 riders, little add-ons to the budget, right? And to keep negotiating moving, the White House already agreed last week to continue paying Obamacare subsidies. This money, which goes to insurance companies, reduces out-of-pocket cost expenses for low-income people who get coverage on the Affordable Care Act. The Trump administration justifies giving up because of the potential to resolve the bigger issue of repealing Obamacare. So, hey, interesting. So, back to the law of attraction, back to what Trump, you know, hey, guys, you want something, you gotta get into that manifesting mode. You can't be all blustery and so forth and so on. You have to get into a little different mindset to get what you want. You got to visualize what you want. You got to be in a positive mindset. You got to get your vibration up to get what you want. So, talk to your congressman about that. You know, you got to get a little positive energy going. Once you get a little positive energy going, a little positive vibration going, high vibrations, you'll get what you want. Democrats had a higher vibration, obviously. They got more of what they wanted than people expected. And they're in the minority. So it's got to be a vibrational thing. People are going, you're crazy. I know, I am a little wacky, but that's okay. I think it's kind of funny. Yeah, and maybe there is a lot of think about it. There's a nice connection there between the law of attraction and what people want and what people get, right? So keep those positive vibes, keep that positive energy going, and keep those positive thoughts going for Congress to get those beautiful things that we all want. Okay. If you're a wall, then you got to change your focus on how you get the wall. Get a picture of the wall, right? Got to start visualizing that wall. Go down to the border and start visualizing that wall if you want one, or whatever it is. That's the law of attraction. So let me go to Pam Grout's article, one of my favorite authors. We'll talk about that. Now, again, I'm going to reemphasize why we're here today, mainly what I'm all about, and what I want you to do is call in, and we'll talk to dead people. You know, in my regular psychic work, I do psychic work through a psychic line. I would offer you the same rate that they offer me or they offer customers. I work for a line, and I'm not supposed to mention the name here, psychic encounters, but I didn't say that. Okay. But they offer 99-cent readings. Okay, that's cool. I can do that. Anybody here wants a 99-cent reading? A minute. No, not forever. Oh, I'll take your 99 cents and I'll go for 2 hours. No. 99 cents a minute. I'll do a dollar because 99 is hard to calculate. So if you contact me, you can contact me through my Blog Talk Radio page. I'll give you my website. You're so inclined, we can talk to dead people. We can talk what about everything, anything you want to talk about, and we can go from there. But it's 99, it's a dollar a minute, which is a penny more. I'll give you an extra minute. I usually do that anyway. I'm pretty generous with my time, so don't you all feel like oh, 10 minutes is up, he's cutting me off. No, I'll give you a little extra time usually. So you can go to the messenger.info, contact me there, or you can contact me through Facebook, or you can contact me through the site. I should look at my messages more. Usually the messenger is probably a better way to do it because all my information is there. Actually, I'll give you my phone number. Ooh, that's kind of an interesting thing. My cell number. Don't harass me, please. But I'll give you that number in case you want a reading, and then we can set it up. So you can set it up on the messenger, or you can go to – I can give you my email address. Now, there's lots of different ways of reaching me. So, okay. So if you want to do that, this is a little commercial time before I get into Pam's article. Ooh. Okay, so this is my email address. So it's earthlightsc@yahoo.com if you want to reach me and talk to me. I use this as more of my business email address. So we can all set it up. Contact me. Actually, you can use that address for PayPal too if you don't want to go to the website. Use the donation button. How fun is that? So I'll give you the dollar a minute reading as I do on that psychic line. And I get it all, and they don't get part of it. Nah, nice guy, right? and we'll talk to dead people, or I'll give you some information. I channel. I let spirit talk to you. They give you information about whatever subject you're concerned about. I'm about, okay, this is what's going to happen. This is what you're manifesting. This is what's out there for you. And also, on top of that, also is, how do you get there? What's spirit have to say to you about getting there? What do you have to do? It's not so easy, because, you know, manifesting what you want is, there's a little bit of effort on your part. And when we get it through these articles, we'll see that there's a little bit of effort on people's part. So that's all my information, the dollar a minute readings as I do in the psychic line, and talk to dead people. And what else we're going to do? Oh, yeah, let's talk about manifesting. We did the political thing, a little commentary about how if politicians, if they use the law of attraction, they would get more of what they wanted. Okay, so let me get into it. Pam Grout's one of my favorite authors. E squared, E cubed, Thank and Grow Rich. It's all about gratitude and appreciation. And she blogs, and I'm not going to read all of her blog, but I'll read what people write to her about their manifesting and how it works for them. And we'll make comments about what they had to do to get it, to manifest it. And it's kind of interesting. Part of it's putting it out there, really putting it out there, and really feeling good about what you put out there, right? That's the key thing. It's your emotions, as Abraham said. Your emotions show you what you're going to attract. So if you're putting something out there and it feels really good to you, guess what you're attracting? Okay, so here's three that she wrote from in her blog, Pam Grout. I guess the blog is pamgrout.com. If you want to go, Pam Grout, PAMGROUT.com. If you want to go and read some of her material and read her books, because her books are really good. She was a travel writer for most of her life, been a travel writer, but in the last few years, being a practitioner of the Course of Miracles, she's gotten into this attracting and the field of possibilities and manifesting. And oh, I got to tell you something. This is cool. Talking about Pam, one of the principles that she uses in one of her books is you ask the universe and you give them 72 hours to get something. You know, and it's got something reasonable and something you feel good about, you know, something that, you know, within 72 hours, it's a reasonable thing. So I've been on dating sites and I've been dating off and on, but I've been meeting with people from everywhere, right? Just all over the United States and even in Southern California and lots of different areas. And I'm kind of like, yeah, but it, you know, in Southern California, Los Angeles area, Los Angeles now has 4 million people in the city itself. Now, I live outside the city, but so the whole metropolitan area probably has somewhere about 7 to 10 million. So driving anywhere is like absolutely crazy most of the time. Okay? Absolutely crazy. So dating somebody that lives 40 miles from where I live is like pack a lunch and plan on staying overnight sort of thing. You know, you want to do that? Yeah, that's right. Sure. You're going to do that. But I get a lot of responses. Oh, they live like 50 miles away or 100 miles away. And I'm going, no. So I put it out to the universe. Okay, I want to meet somebody relatively close. I have this kind of parameter, 10 to 15 miles is my 15 is kind of on my edge. Okay. So in 72 hours, bring to me somebody within that I can go out with. Pretty simple, right? Just 72 hours. So a lady responded to me on a website. I don't know if I should give the names out or not. Dating site. It's actually a very good dating site. It was rated number one dating site, and it's not Eve Harmony, and it's not Match. It's Zeusk, Z-O-O-S-K, okay, .com. And so I've been on there before, and it's kind of interesting people, but a lot of those people are like 70 miles away, and they look at your picture, look at your profile, and you go, yeah, really? I even had a couple respond from, where did she respond? About 50 miles. And I go, no, I'd rather date. So I put it out there, 72 hours. So a lady responded to me, liked my profile. We started chatting at the site. We actually talked on the telephone. Ooh, over the actual telephone last night. I'm so excited. And we're going to go on a date. And that's all within 72 hours. And, you know, I've been talking to my friends about wanting to go to the zoo. And for one reason or another, I haven't got there. So we have a date on Thursday. So I won't be doing the show on the regular time on Thursday. No, I may not even do the show on Thursday. But if I do, it's going to be in the evening. So be aware that the show is going to be on late on Thursday. We're going to the zoo. We're meeting at the zoo. It's kind of halfway in between where she lives. Zoo is about 7 miles from me, 8 miles. And it's going to be so much fun because I wanted to go to the zoo, but, you know, circumstances come up. So I'm excited. I get this date. Woohoo! This lovely person. She's a video editor. She also has part ownership in a site that they do the Razzie Awards. The Razzie Awards are, they give out awards for the worst movie of the year, the worst actor of the year, the worst director of the year, just, you know, the bottom of the barrel people, you know, but it's done into humor and it's so forth and so on. So she's kind of a movie buff, obviously. Obviously she's in the movies. So this ought to be fun. So 72 hours, it's a done deal. Okay, so I have to keep the positive, but I'm going to get to see the baby goats. I hope there's baby goats. You guys got to visualize baby goats for me because there's got to be baby goats. I hope we will be at the zoo. Usually there's a petting part of the zoo. Let's see. If not, maybe there'll be baby llamas or baby pig, baby something or other, right? There's got to be baby something or other at the zoo. Maybe there's goats from exotic parts of the world, baby goats from exotic places. It'll be fun. Woo! I'm excited. So 72 hours, it worked, guys. To do your 72 hours, you know, tell the universe in 72 hours, I want this to happen and see what happens. I know. Oh, but it's fun stuff, right? So that's why I got on the kick of the law of attraction, because I was thinking about that. I go, oh, I said 72 hours, didn't I? It happened within, because that was like on Friday and we made a date like today. So it's still within 72 hours. Cool as that. Okay. Let's get into Pam Grout's article. Let's do the, let's see, what are we, okay, what did she say? This is from people that write into her and they said, okay, I don't know where this lady was from. I have some other articles on the law of attraction and manifesting, whatever you want. Never say no to fun. Rhonda and Carlo were driving home from a gardening workshop in Overbrook. That's Kansas, if you don't know where that is. Pam Grout's from Kansas. Rhonda said to Carla, you know what I need? A friend who loves to garden and has lots of extra plants to give away. Now, notice the word here, love. I love it. It's an emotional attachment to the concept. A friend who loves to garden and has lots of extra plants to give away. Now, that's a 72-hour thing, isn't it? Or maybe a four-day thing. The next day, literally, the next day, she's at the posse, which is, the posse is a group of law of attraction people or people who manifest together. A new guy walks in. Rhonda starts chatting him up. Welcome him to the group. So what do you like to do? Innocent question enough, right? He replies, I'm a master gardener. She has been getting free plants from him ever since. Okay, isn't that a cool one? Yeah, you know, I want to meet some, I'm like a friend who gives away free plants. Boom, done. Next day, right, on the ball. It works. See, this is all about it works, kids. Yes, it does. You just have to have the right attitude about it. Remember, Abraham said, imagination is just as important as the visual, what you see, observe. Imagination is just as important of observation. The universe is going to bring it to you. So imagine what you want. She got that, the free plants, right? Jeff didn't mention to anybody, but thought, I'd love to get a mountain bike. Notice the word love here again. See, it's like the other one was, what did she say? Okay, she said, a friend who loves to garden. Okay, love. That's a strong vibrational energy, right? I love. So I'd love to get a cup of coffee, right? I'd love to meet somebody new. Yeah, use that word love in your manifestations. It's a powerful word. It's a powerful vibration. He filed away his "and someday when I get some money together" file. Last week, out of the blue, one of his coworkers presented him with a, do I really have to say it, a mountain bike with a 29-inch frame that was too tall for its original owner, but was just the right size for Jeff. Now, notice that Jeff kind of kept that energy out there. I mean, it doesn't say here, but I'm sure he just kept that love of a mountain bike going. And he goes, one day, I'm going to get it. I know I'm going to get it. I know I'm going to get it. Because his imagination, his visualization of what he loved manifested itself. Cool is that, huh? What do you think? Is that a great idea? So what do you love? What don't you have that you love? Or what would you like more of that you love? You love money? You visualize more money? You know, I'll go back to the article in a moment, because some people say, well, how does these really horrible people get a lot of money? These people that people go, really? Seriously? That person, he gets a lot of money? Why? Because they love money. They imagine money. They visualize money. They see more money. The universe is not judging you. It's not saying, well, you're kind of crooked, so you don't get more money. There is karma in this, all this. You know, how you get the money, sometimes it comes back on you. But if you're visualizing money, more money, if you hold that in, that love of money, you're going to get money. Absolutely. Absolutely. But it doesn't always come in ways you think it should come. You just have to hold that vision. Hold that vision. Okay, back to Pam's article. So that's why people like Donald Trump get a lot of money, because that's what they love, right? They love money. How they get it sometimes, well, we won't go there. Okay. Robin's daughter, Kitty, who recently manifested the perfect interior architectural job, just manifested a second job at the same company for her best friend from college. That's cool. The two recent college graduates moved into an apartment together that included in the rent just happens to have its own concierge, its own driver, and its own personal trainer. These kids got, I mean, college students just out of college for whatever period of time. Wouldn't that be a cool apartment? I thought to myself, I got to manifest one of those. The rent's okay. I can pay that. But I need to manifest in a place, another place that has its own washer and dryer. I like that, because they do have them. They have apartment homes. Washer and dryer inside mine. I have to go downstairs, drag everything around. And I need to manifest a maid. Yes. A place that offers maid service, or has, it's convenient to have maid service. Because I clean, but, you know, it'd be nice to have somebody come up and do the final touches of the cleaning that I don't like to do, right? The windows, for what? No, okay, I got a third thing. So I'm putting that out there to the universe right now. Not that I necessarily want to move, but if I'm going to put a wish list out there, here's what I'm looking for. A place with a washer and dryer. This is something I can afford. Okay, it doesn't have to be big. It could be a little tiny place, but a washer and dryer, a patio. Ooh, patio. Now, that's a big one for me, because I don't have a patio. No place where my dog can go out on and just kind of bark at the moon. And also a maid service. That's perfect. That's perfect. Absolutely perfect. And sometimes manifesting the money to go with it kind of is nice. But so that's my little manifestation for the thing. So what do you guys want to manifest? What are you visualizing? Okay, what are you visualizing to manifest in your life? Let's do that if you're with me today. And if you want to talk to some dead people, there's one. Let me try to fire an article or two. I have a couple articles. Let's see how much time I have left to do all this. Oh, 15 minutes. Very cool. Lots of good stuff going on here. Okay, I think I got a couple articles that success stories about manifesting. Oh, okay, this is a good one. This is from the Law of Attraction Center. It's in English from Great Britain, because everything is like in a Great British Yeah, spelling. Okay. I'll skip the first one. The first one was kind of like, yeah, whatever. Okay. I often use meditation and some of my other techniques I learned at our workshops before I go shopping, and the difference is incredible. Rather than rooting through rails of unwanted clothes, I find that I'm led to very specific sections which I have the perfect item for me, always in my size and often on discount. So how do you do that? How do they do this? They don't say it right here, but they visualize what they want, right? They have a clear picture of what they want to buy. I want a pair of slacks in my size and this color, and let the universe bring me. And a discounted price is always a cool thing, right? And there's a couple more. We'll read a couple more of these. These are kind of fun, right? I think these are fun. The kettle wasn't working. I tried other plug sockets. It's still nothing. Then I thought about changing the fuse, but couldn't really be bothered. I asked the universe to mend it, and then I switched it on, and it worked. It has worked perfectly ever since. What do you think? Law of attraction? The universe kind of stepped in and said, okay, we're going to fix this for you. You ever tried that? Something's not working? And you go, okay, I quit. I give up. You guys fix it for me. I'm tired of fighting with this, and I don't have the time to go hire a plumber or hire this or hire that or an electrician, right? Boom, it worked. Coincidence? Yeah, maybe, but feels like I want to go with the law of attraction on that. Another one. I really want one of those fold-up bicycles. So do I. I want an electric fold-up one, but that's another my wish list thing, right? Yet did not have the funds to get one. I cut out a picture of the one and put it in a beautiful little storage box I had bought for myself. What I like about this magical creation box process, and unlike a vision board, the images are out of sight rather than on the wall. And there's a real good principle here, and we'll talk about that in a minute and why that kind of works sometimes. And so I'm not constantly reminded of what I haven't yet manifested. Yeah, so like, oh man, I haven't manifested yet. Bummer, dude. It hasn't come to me. Like in the box, you forget about it. You put it out to the universe. You put it in the box. And that's kind of a cool way of doing it. Take a picture, put it in the box. Ooh, I got to do my Mini Cooper that way. This went on for several weeks. My birthday was coming up, and my parents, who hadn't bought me a present since my teenage years. Okay, wait a minute. I've skipped a sentence. I apologize. Whenever I saw a fold-up bike around London, rather than feeling envy, which is kind of a negative energy. So this is a really great principle of a law of attraction that many of us forget. Okay, let me read that again. I shouldn't have missed this sentence. It was really important. When I saw a fold-up bike around London, rather than feeling envy, negative, low vibration, I appreciated it. Ooh, I love that little bike. Ooh, I'd love to have a bike like that. Remember the word love here? I'd love to have a bike like that. Ooh, I appreciated it. This went on for several weeks. My birthday was coming, though I read that part, which hadn't brought me a present in years, blah, blah, blah. Suddenly announced they were buying me a present. And yes, it was a fold-up bike, just like the one in the picture in my magical box. So what do we get through that? The principles are visualize what you want. Get a picture. I like the idea to put. I like the little magical box thing. Anybody got an old shoe box? They can, fancy it up a little bit. Call it the magical box. Call it the manifestation box or whatever. And then get little pictures of what you want and put it in there. And then turn it over to the universe and go about your day. And then appreciate what you want. Oh, I saw that. Ooh, that's so. Ooh, I love that little Mini Cooper with the two door and or ooh, I love that apartment over there. Ooh, I want one just like that. Ooh, yes. Ooh, it's got the washer and the dryer and it's got the patio. It's small and I can afford it. Ooh, isn't that a magical place? It's in my box, right? I got to get a picture of one of those. Anybody have any pictures of apartments that are kind of small, relatively small, with a washer and dryer and a patio? Before I moved here, I kind of almost moved into a studio with two cats and me in a studio. I don't know. I'm better off here, but that's a long story. So I'm thinking about moving if I can find the perfect. Kind of close to where I live, though. Okay, kind of close to where I live. Okay, next one, real quick. I don't know how much time we have, and I don't know if anybody wants to talk to me or not. Okay, we're going to go through another one here, and we'll editorialize. I was in my favorite toiletries store. Yeah, toiletries. Yeah, they don't call that here in America. We call that something different. Perfume shop, I guess. Bath and Body Works kind of thing. In order to purchase a new pot of face moisturizers, pot of face, we would call it a jar of face. See, I told you this is very British, you know. It's not a pot of face moisturizers. Here in America, it's a jar. Okay. The one I wanted didn't appear to be on the shelf, and I asked the shop assistant if it was available and they could if they had run out. I thought never. And they said they had it had run out. I thought never mind, and I decided that perhaps I'll try a different one instead. I picked up one from a differently labeled pile, and quite remarkably, it was the one that I originally wanted. The shop assistant couldn't believe it. Yeah, sometimes you gotta love something and want something. You just turn it over, you know, just turn it over. The universe guides you to what you want, right? I didn't read all through this, but I'm going to read this one for you because use the box, use the thing, whatever you want to do, right? I wanted a certain car, which was on my vision board. Okay, the vision box, the vision board, which had been for nearly a year on the board, I guess, just a week after your workshop, talking about the author of this article, as part of being headhunted randomly with a new job, which is a very good job. I was offered to choose from a selection of very high standard cars from my company car, as one of the choices was the car from my vision board. Aha! Yeah, see, it took a little bit of time. Sometimes the big ones take a little longer. Even allowing me to get the exact same color and finish as the picture of the car and my board. I look forward to driving along to your next event. Say, who wrote this article? Whose events are these? I'll get back there. It's called the Law of Attraction Center. They are in England, and it doesn't give me a name of the person. It may be at the bottom. Nope. Okay. So, but you can go to the website. It's the Law of Attraction Center, CENTRE.com. And it's sections under material objects. I don't know who must they must have workshops. Okay. We got the toiletry thing going on. We got this going on and that going on. Okay, let me look at another article. Okay, this is luckybitch.com. I mean, seriously, that's the website, right? And I'm going to read a little bit about this, and we'll do more of these tomorrow. We'll do more about the law of attraction and manifesting good stuff in your life, and we'll talk to some more dead people tomorrow. Maybe I can bring in a dead person or two before the show ends and just kind of do that. Maybe I'll do that. We'll do that article tomorrow. Okay, ready? We'll do that. We'll talk more of law of attraction and people manifesting because I love these stories because I love manifesting stories because you take from how they did it some of the principles that you can use and it worked and you can see the continual stream of themes of the like the magical box and the visual board. I like the magical box or the manifesting box. That's a good idea. So try that one sometime. I should get a little old shoebox. I don't have one. Maybe I can find a little box of some kind and do that. You know, make that my manifesting box. Yeah, anybody have one? Oh, I know what I could use. I know what I have. I can do it with. Ooh, I got it. Okay. Okay, kids. Got an idea. I have a facial tissue box, a little facial tissue box with a little opening in it, and that kind of cool. And instead of throwing the box away, it's just enough an opening in those facial tissue boxes that I can slip in pictures of what I want. Okay, that's an idea. I give you a free one today. So I got 5 minutes left in the show. If anybody wants to call in, anybody wants to write in the chat room, any famous person that they would like to get a message from. We're talking famous people. We're not talking relatively famous. So let me who I get a message from today. I'll just kind of be silent for a moment, which is the radio taboo is to be silent for any period of time. But I'll be silent and see if anybody wants to come through. I used to get a lot of entertainers, believe it or not. dead entertainers. Okay, the words I'm hearing, your world is taking itself way too seriously. That you in life are taking life way too seriously. We're to see it from my perspective now, and even my perspective when I was alive. You have to look at the absurdity, the humor, the outrageousness, and you have to laugh at it. You have to just not take it seriously. You know, if you want to use your principles of the law of attraction in it, if you see these things, visualize what you would rather see. Visualize it completely 180 from what you're seeing, but don't take these people seriously, because if you allow them to affect your emotions, if they allow them to bring you into a negative place, you're just feeding their negativity. You're just feeding their vile ideas and attitudes about humanity. So instead of going there, instead of just completely tapping into their negativity, their absurdities, their attitudes, go the opposite. Go the opposite of them. Go the opposite. See them funny. See them laughing. See them for who they really are. Immature. Childlike. See them as uninspired and unenlightened beings, and then visualize what you want to see in the world. Visualize that, and don't take them so seriously. Don't take those political leaders so seriously. Mock them in a light, loving way. I mean, always send love. From our perspective, from my perspective in this side of the veil, it's about sending love. But also, the words are kind of hard to explain, but it's also just taking light of what they're saying. Don't take them seriously. We call the word, you call it mocking, but we don't mean it in a negative way, but we mean it in a way of just, yeah, right, sure. Yeah, that's not going to work out, because we have a different, humanity has a different point of view. Yes. So look at their words, look at their actions, and find humor in them. Find the joke in them. Find the absurdity in them. Find the randomness of them. And don't take them so seriously. See them as the clowns that they really are. The negative life forms that they really are. And visualize love. Visualize something higher. Visualize them sending them love. Visualize them coming to a state of enlightenment. We won't get too heavy here. That sounds way too heavy for our discussion. We're talking about just seeing the lighter side, seeing the love, seeing the humor in all of them. I see that George has out of time, but if you could guess who this is, just watch some of my comedy routines from the past. I'll give you an issue. GC. Is my initials. Just look at my routines and see how I mock them, but now do it with love and you'll see changes in your environment. Bye. You never guess who that was. But should I tell you? I'll let you guess who that was. A famous American comedian who died a few years ago, had great routines. GC. First name's George, guess the last name. Okay, but that was fun. Mr. GC, I could see his picture coming through. I could see how he was so critical, but also found the absurdity in our societies and used words, magically used words to make people laugh at the absurdity of the system. Can you do that? I think you can do that. So let's use humor. Let's do that. Let's listen to Mr. George, not me, Mr. George, but that Mr. George, in our dealings with the politics of this world. Thank you for listening. I love you guys. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll do more about the law of attraction. We'll talk to more dead people, and have a beautiful evening. Bye.